Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Man Who Broke Capitalism, How Jack Welch Gutted the Heartland and Crushed the Soul of Corporate America, and How to Undo His Legacy. David Gels offers a critical examination of Jack Welch's tenure as CEO of General Electric, GE, and the broader implications of his management style on American capitalism. Gels, a seasoned New York Times correspondent, delves into Welch's aggressive strategies that prioritized profits over people and short-term gains over long-term health. Through this book, Gels evaluates the lasting impact of Welch's policies on corporate America and suggests pathways towards a more ethical and sustainable business paradigm. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Jack Welch's management philosophy. Jack Welch's management philosophy, often termed Neutron Jack for his aggressive cost-cutting measures, fundamentally reshaped GE and influenced countless other corporations. Gels explains how Welch championed a ruthless approach to business, which involved slashing jobs, selling off divisions, and focusing intensely on shareholder value at the expense of employees and other stakeholders. This approach not only transformed GE into one of the most profitable companies in the world during his tenure, but also set a precedent for corporate America, where such practices became synonymous with effective management and financial success. Secondly, impact on American workers. Under Welch's leadership, the quest for efficiency led to massive layoffs and factory closures, primarily in the American heartland. Gels articulates how these actions devastated local economies and contributed to the erosion of the manufacturing sector in the United States. This section of the book discusses the broad social implications of Welch's policies, including increased economic inequality and job insecurity. The narrative is supported by personal stories of former GE employees and analyses of how similar management tactics have spread to other companies, exacerbating these issues on a national scale. Thirdly, corporate short-termism. Gels criticizes the myopic focus on short-term results that Jack Welch embedded at GE, a practice that involved an obsessive emphasis on quarterly earnings and stock performance. This section unpacks how such short-termism can stifle innovation, discourage investment in employee development, and lead to unethical business practices as managers cut corners to meet targets. Gels uses GE as a case study to show how prioritizing immediate financial performance can lead to long-term detrimental effects, including reputational damage and financial instability. Fourthly, Welch's legacy and its undoing. In this part, Gels not only scrutinizes the negative aspects of Welch's legacy, but also discusses the emerging countermovements within corporate America that emphasize sustainable and ethical business practices. He highlights companies and leaders who are actively breaking away from the Welch model, focusing instead on long-term value creation, social responsibility, and stakeholder theory. This shift is portrayed as critical for the future of American capitalism, offering a blueprint for rebuilding corporate America's soul and ensuring long-term economic health. Lastly, proposals for reforming corporate America. David Gels doesn't just critique, he also offers solutions. In this final topic, he lays out concrete strategies for undoing the harmful practices propagated by Welch. These include enhancing corporate governance, redefining success beyond mere financial metrics, enforcing ethical standards through regulations, and promoting leadership philosophies that value employees and the community as much as shareholders. Gels' proposals aim to foster a more equitable and sustainable business environment that can avert the mistakes of the past. In conclusion, David Gels, The Man Who Broke Capitalism, is a crucial read for current and future business leaders, policymakers, and anyone concerned with the direction of American business and workers' welfare. By understanding how Jack Welch's practices shaped the corporate landscape, readers can learn from past mistakes and consider how different, more humane approaches to business can benefit society as a whole. The book is not only a critique but also a call to action, urging a return to a more responsible and sustainable capitalist model that can ensure long-term prosperity for all stakeholders. If you would like to support David Gels, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.